Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Tanya Powers, and today I want to talk to you about the weight of being everything for everyone. That is what is keeping you from losing weight. And what if the real reason that you can't stick to your weight loss goal doesn't have anything to do with food or willpower? What if it has to do with the fact that you're carrying everybody else's burdens? And it's going to feel like a gut punch today, but in the best possible way, because I want to make you aware that we're not talking calories or cardio today. We are talking about the emotional weight of being that everything for everybody, that emotional weight that's silently packing on the pound. And just the emotional exhaustion of being everything to everyone else. And that's really what's keeping you stuck. I have a client who handles some really tough things in her life. And when she came to me, she knew that a lot of her weight gain had to do with the emotional baggage that she was carrying. Her job is incredibly stressful. She is taking on other people's emotional damage. And it shows a lot in her how caring she is shows a lot on the outside of her body. And so you've probably heard this before. It's kind of an identity crisis, but she holds the whole family together. Have you heard that? There's been people in our lives that once they died, I knew they were holding the whole family together. Once they died, all of us dissipated. My ex-husband's mother, my mama Sprat, when she passed away in 2022, all of us lost contact with each other. It was wild how much of the glue she was for all of us. Maybe it's for your aging parents. You're just kind of holding everything together. They're relying on you. Maybe it's your adult children who still need support. I feel like adult children, to some degree, need more support than they ever have. It's like when they need you, they really need you. They need you to pick up the phone or they wouldn't be calling, right? So there's a lot of moments where adult children do require some great care. And what about your job where you're going to go the extra mile? And that's true for most people that really care about what they do. Even for me, being an entrepreneur, I am constantly going the extra mile. Like, how can I serve you better? What can I do for you today? And people always need something. Today, when I got done, I do have one in-person client that I take care of on Friday mornings. I help her. I assist her with stretching. I physically stretch her body for her. And when I got done today, you know, I said, is there anything else that I can do for you? And she pointed to somewhere else on her body and she was like, you know, this spot has really been bothering me. And so I didn't know immediately how to answer her and help her. And I don't ever like try to just blow smoke up anybody's butt. But my notes this afternoon are to research that area to try to help her overcome the pain that she's having, because she's having pretty constant pain. So Above and Beyond is like my middle name. And that's just what I do. So you're probably really similar to that, or you wouldn't even enjoy listening to me. It's just the reality. We kind of attract the people who we are. What about church? We had to pull back from serving a lot in church. I felt like it was, it had become our whole world. And when we pulled back from it, I felt some massive relief and I was really able to focus on my business more. Not that you should give up church or quit church or anything like that, but that was such a big part of our weekend. We literally just lived to serve. And maybe that's true for you too. What about your friends? What about your doctor's appointments? Just all of it. Just think about all of it wrapped up in one. And somewhere along the way, you stopped being a woman and you became a caregiver. You became a coordinator. You became a counselor. You became a manager. You became an organizer, a chef, chauffeur, a crisis manager. That's what you became. So here's the kicker, though. You still think your weight gain is from lack of willpower. And the truth is your identity's been hijacked 100%. And I'm becoming more and more aware of this as I step into empty nesting. That was a big part, because when we got done, we did that podcast on who am I now, right? My identity had gotten hijacked through the middle of all of that, because who the heck was I actually? That was so hard for me to just admit that. When every minute of your day belongs to someone else, it's no wonder that you're emotionally spent and just physically exhausted. Like, how could I possibly think about working out? I'm so tired. You know what I mean? So let's talk about what I phrase as the invisible load. When you can see when people have the weight of the world on their shoulders, you can feel it when they walked in to your space. You feel the weight of something. You may not know what it is, especially if you're empathic at all. The weight of the world feels heavy, but it's an invisible load. I'm not talking about what shows up on food sensitivity tests. So I'm talking about the weight of responsibilities, the decisions, the mental tabs that we keep open at all times. I have on my computer at all times about 57 tabs. My son says it's my most toxic trait. And so that's where my mentality is. That's literally what I have open in my mind at all times, because I'm using every single one of those tabs, because my thoughts go that fast and I think about things that often, and I need all of those tabs in my life, right? Or at least I think I do. The load you carry when no one notices is remembering your mom's medication, remembering your own medication, for goodness sakes, remembering to get your child to an appointment, remembering to get the gift, remembering the birthday cards for all the clients, remembering those are those things that are invisible. You're keeping track of grandkids' school plays. If you're a grandparent, you're not really letting anyone see you cry. And you know what? To be honest with you, maybe you're like me and sometimes you forget how to cry. And then when that emotion kicks in and you have so much emotion hit, you cannot stop crying because you've been tapped out of that for such a long time. Or, you know, and that's just me like pretending I'm fine while really holding tears back, or just creating a numbness. And we've talked about numbness before. Listen, it all builds up. It all builds up and it creates a cortisol spike. And we've talked about cortisol a lot, but remember that's your stress hormone. That's your reactor factor hormone. That's the one that's going to tell you run, and you're going to be like, okay, that's the one. So we want it there. But when we're taking our regular life and creating more and more cortisol buildup, fat storage increases, especially belly fat. Your sleep gets disrupted. Your cravings are going to go through the roof because it suppresses leptin. It causes ghrelin to rise. And that is suppression of leptin is our hunger hormone satiety. And then ghrelin is our hunger hormone, eatie, eatie, eatie. Right? We have both of those active. We need them to act like they're supposed to, but cravings shift when you have a huge cortisol spike. And the body does that on purpose. Why? Because you probably need to consume a lot of food if you're being chased by zombies. You need to make sure that you have plenty of energy, right? So it's going to cause you to have a cortisol spike. Or you even skip your workout, not because you're lazy, but because your nervous system is tapped out. When we were young moms, you remember the phrase, I'm touched out. Like, you know, you've been hung on, you nursed a baby all day, have been touched all day, had to hold a baby all day, and then your husband wants to snuggle with you, and you're just like, wow, I am touched out. I really don't want anybody to touch me right now. Not because you're not attracted to your husband, but you just are touched out. Well, the same thing happens with our nervous system. It taps out. There's a point in time where words don't come like they're supposed to. We've got too many things going on. We have too many tabs open, too many. And my day was kind of like that today. I knew it was going to go like cards. And if one thing was off, it was going to that domino effect and just knock everything off. And that did happen today. It just so happens that my producer is amazing and he's okay if I'm, you know, 15 minutes late if I need to be. But that's part of how we live our lives is that domino factor. Whoop, one time, bam, that effect all down the line. One of my clients told me recently, I'm used to being strong for everyone else and I've forgotten how to ask for help. Does that sound familiar to you? Have you gotten so strong that you forgot how to ask for help? You know, the trigger cycle and the emotional hunger within all of this are really a real deal. They are a real thing. So here's how it kind of plays out. You spend all day doing for others. You forget to eat, or you shove food down while you're multitasking. And shoving food down while I'm multitasking is like my middle name at times. I do have a lot of stuff that's healthy on hand, but yes, that is me. Your coach struggles with this as well. You're overwhelmed, you're overstimulated, you're overtired, you're overcaffeinated. And then late at night, you hit your pantry and you eat not because you're hungry, but because it's honestly the only moment that you've gotten to yourself all day. And what you're really hungry for is honestly rest, peace, maybe recognition. Look what I do. Does anybody see me? A break. You're hungry for someone to say, you're doing a good job. And I'm telling you, you're doing a good job. I hope you hear that. I do see you and I know that you're doing a good job. But most of the time, instead of that, you're getting chips, wine, you're getting cookies, and then comes the shame. This isn't just emotional eating, it's emotional survival. The shame of needing support is, it's, I really deal with that a lot with women. They, once they get adjusted in the Diva program, they're better to ask for help. But when they first get in there, they're like, oh, I just didn't want to bother you. Well, you're paying for a service to bother me. Please bother me because my mind reading's terrible. You can ask both of my ex-husbands, right? This is where so many of my divas get stuck. They don't want to be a burden. They're terrified to say, I can't do this all. I feel overwhelmed. I don't know how to do this. How should I do this? How should I do this? The more questions, when a client asks a ton of questions, I know they're going to have great success. Why? Because I know that they are not afraid to ask for help. It's the ones that I never hear from, that I have to chase around a little bit, that I'm always like, I'm going to have to get them to feel comfortable. I've got to create a space where they feel comfortable. And so, and it's not hard to do, but at the same time, it's really constant on my part. Just chasing them around, making sure they're okay. Chasing them around, making sure they're okay. But listen, you're not weak for needing support. You're not selfish for carving out time to eat, sleep, and exercise. That's not selfish. It's smart. You're human, and you're allowed to say, I matter too. My health is important. So in our next episode that we're going to go through, I'm going to give you some exact tools to help yourself stop abandoning yourself in that. And the blueprint for setting boundaries so that you can set boundaries without guilt, so that you can ask for help without shame. And you can rebuild your energy and your metabolism step by step so that you can actually lose weight and live your life. Listen, I have a diva. Her name is Michelle. She's down 36 pounds and 37 inches. And I like to talk about Michelle a lot because Michelle represents so many women. She is not genetically dispositioned to be a skinny mini. She has struggled with weight her whole life. She struggled with food addiction is probably the biggest thing that, you know, we have battled together as a coach and a client. And her understanding that she needed to ask for help. And you know what? She retreated and ran away from me for years. She would be locked in, all in. And then just if her one little domino didn't work, she was out. She was a quitter. And so when she did finally decide, you know what, I'm doing this, I'm going to do this, we had to learn how not to be all in. She was at that time, she is now divorced, but she was at that time the caretaker of her husband who did not care about his health. That's a heavy burden for every single wife to carry when they're just constantly feeling like they have to redirect their husband's choices and, you know, all these different things. That's an emotional toll because we don't want our husbands dead. We want them here with us. Otherwise, we wouldn't have chosen them, right? And, you know, men run into risk factors. You know, when you take on a client, a male client, and they are over the age of 40, they're automatically in a higher risk factor. So you have to keep an eye on things differently for a client, right? So with men, it's so important that we help them, et cetera, et cetera. But with Michelle, she had a husband that didn't want to get healthy. So she's dealing with that. She's managing that. She's handling that. Well, now that she's divorced and she's able to really focus on herself, she is able to prep her food. She's able to just get a hold of herself, you know, when she's having these crazy moments of, I'm going to turn to food, turn to food, turn to food. And, you know, we're doing a Cocktails for Confidence challenge this week. And one of the things about Michelle is she's never stopped drinking alcohol or anything like that. I've never made her do that. But I've just been very educational. So she understands what happens in her body with alcohol, right? But at the same time, Michelle has been slow and steady. It's the tortoise and the hare the whole time. And so with Michelle, the tortoise always wins. Michelle's winning. Why? Because she just didn't quit. She didn't quit. She's moving forward, steadily forward, one step at a time. And she looks great. She feels great. She still has knee issues that come and go. But once you don't have any cartilage, that one's hard. That's a hard one to overcome without surgery, right? But Michelle is amazing. She's done an amazing job. And I think that she's a great example of someone who was a caretaker, and now she is fully giving to herself. So we'll be talking a little bit about Michelle, a little bit more about her in the next episode. And listen, if this episode hit home, I want you to message me the word enough on Instagram at Donya Powers EC or TikTok Donya Powers EC. This is your permission slip. It's your permission slip to stop carrying this all alone. It's your permission slip to ask for support. It's permission to rewrite the story of your health on your terms, not someone else's terms, because your responsibility is for you and for you alone. And because of that, we have to learn how to focus on ourselves so that we can take care of ourselves, so that we are showing people in our lives an example of someone who really does take care of themselves so that you have more to offer everyone else around you. Let's talk about getting you strong, getting you free, getting you confident again, inside and out. That's really important to me as a coach. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.